The story starts again. We're now in the kitchen. And this is the story of the princess from Princess Island.
I know.
Now, where do we leave off the story in the car?
We left when she was trying to escape the princess.
Oh, yes, I remember now. She was trying to escape, and she got this wonderful idea that she could escape if she could become friends with the biggest possible shark. Because the biggest possible shark would protect her from the other sharks. Now, she got a great idea that she would collect food from every meal that she had. So when her mother and father did some cooking or got people to do the cooking for them, because they were the king and queen, of course.
But were they there with her?
They were on the island with
her. Oh.
Well, I mean, where do you think she came from?
Sorry.
You think she was dropped on the island by an aeroplane and had to live there? No, she had a mother and father on this island who lived in the glass castle.
How did they live in the glass castle?
Well, easy. The glass was protection against the wind. They didn't get much rain, I have to admit, in the South Sea Islands.
Why?
Well, you don't get much rain out in the middle of the South Sea Islands. Maybe they only got it for a short while every year because they had to store all their water underground. Hey. Are you eating my...
Nope, not eating.
Okay, so she collected her food, a bit from breakfast, a bit from lunch, a bit from dinner, and even a little bit from...
supper?
Yeah. So she collected the food, put it in a bag, and she hid it. She buried it in a hole out near the rocks. And when she had enough, one day she decided that she would try to become friends with a shark. Now, the problem was that it was very difficult to get a shark to come in really close to the shore because sharks are actually, you wouldn't believe this, but sharks are actually afraid of people.
So that's why they attack?
Yes, they do. They think that they're going to be attacked by somebody or else they, if you put blood anywhere near a shark, the shark will just be driven mad by the blood and will try to gobble you up.
Oh, yeah. So sharks like blood?
Oh, they do.
Do they eat themselves?
That's a very good question. Do sharks have blood, though?
I think so.
I suppose so, yeah. If a shark eats another shark, but they're strong and they don't eat each other usually, because they're actually quite...
Okay.
Okay, so basically, the off she went. She started throwing bits of food in the water. Now, the first thing about throwing little bits of food in the water is that, you know who came first? Who do you think?
The small guy.
Exactly, the small ones. Really tiny fish. And they came immediately and gobbled up what she had. So she realised that she had to do something. The pieces of fish that she dropped in the... or the pieces of food that she dropped in the water had to be big. Because if they were small, they would all be gobbled up. So she did. She took big bits. And in fact, she even decided that she would tie some of the bits in a bag and throw them into the water. She had some idea that the shark would come in and swallow the bag. And when the bag was in the shark's tummy, that the acid in the shark's tummy would break down the bag and that the shark would get all the food. But that idea didn't work. So she tried for a long time and there was no way any shark came in at all. So what on earth was she going to do? How could she possibly get off the island any other way than by getting a friend of a shark, since there was no way she could make a boat? And then she had another idea. She decided that if she could get the sharks to go somewhere else, that she could swim out. And when she got out a bit, she could get on the back of a dolphin. And the dolphin would take her out to sea. So she had to find a way to get all the sharks to go to one side of the island while she went to the other side of the island. And that was when she decided she'd get help from one of the princes.
What?
Yeah, I know. But she decided she would trick the prince. If she could get the prince to take something over to the other side of the island and drop it in the water, so all the sharks really loved it and went shooting over there underwater, she would be able to swim on the other side of the island, swim out, and there were plenty of dolphin right out from the shore. And she thought, well, dolphin anywhere, very friendly. And if I could get on the back of a dolphin, dolphins can actually travel incredibly quickly in the water. So she went up to one of the smaller princes, one that she had never looked at before, but one that was always looking at her. And she said, "Hello." And he nearly fell out of his trousers. He was just so shocked.
Why?
Well, he never expected the princess to speak to him. In fact, he was so embarrassed, he turned pink, red. He felt his cheeks were so much on fire, they were going to burst. Yeah, he had no idea what was going to happen. But then she said to him, "Would you do me a great favour?" And before she even told him what she wanted him to do, he said, "Yes, of course." And he looked into her eyes and it felt like he was hypnotised. And she said, "I've got a bone here from yesterday's dinner. We had roast lamb yesterday. And if you throw this bone into the sea on the other side of the island, I will hold your hand tomorrow." Well, he absolutely fainted. He went over backwards. He fainted. He had absolutely no idea this would happen to him. He said immediately, he said, yes. So she said to him, "Well then, hurry along. Your job is to go to the other side of the island and throw the bone in the water and actually throw some other things in the water with it. And then when you come back in 2 hours, I will tell you what I will do for you tomorrow." So he ran off. He went straight off with the bones, went to the other side of the island while the princess went down to the rocks. Princess got all ready in the rocks and she could see the fierce-looking sharks in the water. And she hoped that suddenly they would all turn round and go away. So she decided to hide from the water so that the sharks wouldn't see her and think that they could possibly attack her. And she waited and she waited and nothing happened. Nothing happened. It took a half an hour and still nothing had happened. And the princess was very disappointed and she gave up and she walked back to the glass castle.
Yeah, but then what about her deal with the prince?
Well, wait till she saw the prince. So she saw the prince coming back and the prince had a big glum look on his face. He really did look fed up and sorry and he was actually had tears in his eyes, but he didn't show her the tears. He was very, very disappointed.
Why?
And the prince, because he was hoping that the princess would hold his hand tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
So, the princess said, "What happened? What happened?" And he looked at her and he said, "The dogs. The dogs. The dogs took the bone off me and I didn't have it to throw in the water. Those big dogs that the king keeps, they smell the bone and they took it away." So the princess said, "Ah, don't worry. Don't worry. We'll do it again tomorrow then. Is that okay?" And he said, yes. His eyes bright, wide open. He was thrilled. And that night he slept really well. The princess slept really well that night because she knew that she would be able to get the dogs to stay where they were. And if she could get another bone or even a few sausages or something that would get the sharks hungry, she would be all right. So that's what she did. She took some sausages and also they had some black pudding for breakfast.
Ooh.
And she knew that sharks' favourite food was black pudding. Ooh. Black pudding was absolutely made of. You know what black pudding's made of? It's made of blood.
Blood?
Yes.
Blood!
Okay, don't scream in that way. So, anyway, she got black pudding and she gave it to him and she put it this time into a brown paper bag.
Why?
And she got some special spray. And she sprayed the bag. So there would be no smell of black pudding coming from the bag and that the dogs would pay no attention to the little prince. And the little prince went off And he was happy because he thought he had a better chance of getting the black pudding into the sea than he had with getting the bone into the sea. And the princess went down to the shore. And I will tell you the rest of the story later.
No, 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 no.
Yes, 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 it's...